Department of Natural Resources staff have begun surveying around 20 lakes in northwestern Wisconsin to measure the growth of bass and walleye, two of the state's most popular fish among anglers. Fisheries research scientist Gretchen Hansen says over the past 25 years, they've noticed a shift in lakes that have traditionally been dominated by walleye.
We see decreasing adult densities as well as decreasing reproduction in walleye. And during that same time period, we see increasing bass populations.
DNR section chief Steve Hewitt says there are likely many factors playing into the growing bass population in some lakes, including a persistent regional drought.
Lake levels have been lower across much of, especially northwest Wisconsin. At the same time, we've had some summers that have been warmer and more favorable to bass growth, and warm falls that also help with good growth rates for bass.
But that's bad for walleyes. To give them a better chance, the DNR has begun stocking larger walleye fingerlings. Also, walleye size limits have been increased, while size limits on bass have been lifted on certain lakes. But Hewitt says convincing anglers to keep small bass is the trick.
People want to catch and keep a fish that'll give a fillet that's big enough to provide a meal, so it is sort of difficult to convince anglers to begin keeping some of the smaller fish.
Now, researchers will survey the lakes annually to see whether the new regulations are working. The study is expected to continue for the next 5 to 10 years. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.